Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yishabas Abchas, and we are starting Zayin Obeis about 6 lines off from the bottom at the 2 dots with a quote from the Mishnah of Fnas Hapar Samach Mincha, and in Vilna Tzuras Adaf, it's on Vavon Obeis all the way at the beginning of the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Zara Basim Yaakov Maisha, Harnish Shalma should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said, Lufnas Hapar Samach Mincha, Ache Spalo, Ikarnas Lamarath Chatz Bechulu, that a person is allowed to do a whole bunch of things, Samach Mincha, until he davins. However, if he started, we don't make him stop. So now the Gemara asks, Has Chasa Sapar Ezuhi? What does that mean that a person started their haircut? So the Havamina is, Mishi Yaskal Gale. For once, he actually starts getting his hair cut. However, as the Gemara Vatana, we have a Raz that tells us, Yashav Lo Galeach, if a person sat down to start getting a haircut, Bova Amrulay, then they came and told him, Mace Aviv, that his father died, Hareza Mashla Mesroishai, he's allowed to complete his head, meaning he's allowed to finish getting his haircut. And this is Echad HaMegalech, Echad HaMezgalech, whether the one who's giving or getting the haircut, it applies to both of them. As we see very clearly from his Braisa, that even just sitting down getting a haircut is considered starting it, even though the person didn't actually start getting their haircut. Therefore, says the Gemara, Loy Asya, Chasam Ralph on top, the start of getting the haircut is actually when he wraps himself in the towel. That's like that special apron that the barber puts on you so that the hair doesn't get all over. That's considered the official start of the haircut. We continue on to the next thing in the Mishnah. What does that mean, starting a bath in the bathhouse? As we had said, a person is allowed to go into the bathhouse before Mincha, but if he started, he can continue. What's starting? So when he undoes his belt, there's a whole talich, there's a whole process of how a person is supposed to start getting undressed, and it's at this point in time, says Rav Zeikon, when he undoes his belt, that's considered starting his merchatz. Now Rav Amarav says, Mishyatim and Ola, it's when he unties his shoes. And now we have a story about the bathhouse. Kadar Rav Shuv ben Levi, Hava Yalav Shah Parshasa, Min Bar Berei, Bechal Ruvas Shuva. He was accustomed to hearing the Parsha from his grandson every single Erev Shabbos. Chadzman one time, Inchi, he forgot. Val Mischi Bahan Dimusin Tveria, and he went to bathe in the Dimusin River in Tveria. And Rav Mistamechal Ksafti Rav Chir Barba, he was leaning on the shoulder of Chir Barba. And in her, he remembered Dolay Shah Parshasa, Min Bar Berei, that he didn't hear the Parsha from his grandson. He turned around and went right out. Now the question is, Mahava, where was he holding? At what stage was he in bathing that he remembered and left? Rav Drusi, Amar Rav Drusi tells us, Kachava, it was exactly that. He was leaning on Rav Chiya Barva's shoulder and he didn't even start the process. Rav Blazer Rav Yesi, Amar, he tells us, Shliach Manoi Hava, he had already taken off his clothing. Now Amar Rav Chiya Barva asked him, V'leiken Alfan Rebbe, didn't you teach us, Imis Chilu and Mavsikin, that if these things were started, you don't have to stop? And that was taught in regards to Tefillah that has a set time. So for sure that applies to Talmud Torah that doesn't have a set time. In other words, you're going to learn Torah, you don't have to stop what you're doing right now to go and learn Torah. So Amalei, he told him, Chi b'ni, chi my son, kal hi b'necha, is it light in your eyes? Is this kuladik for you? Shekala shemea parsha min ben b'nai, anyone who hears the parsha from his grandson, ki'ilu hu shem mar Sinai, it's if you heard it from mar Sinai. Umatam, what's the source for this? The pasuk says, Vaidatam l'vnecha l'vnei v'necha, yoyim asher amata l'vnei Hashem l'kecha b'chayrev. And the Joshua is, the Vaidatam l'vnecha v'livnei v'necha, so here we see you learning with your grandson, that's considered like yoyim asher amata l'vnei which is referring to Har Sinai. And that's why I'm turning around and going to hear the Pasha for my grandson. Now, once we have this pasuk, we continue. Rav Chizkiya quotes Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who says, in the name of Ruchia, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, im yachal at l'shalshal es ha-shmua ad Moshe, shalshala. If a person is able to say a memra over and quote every single person all the way through Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what l'shalshal means. It's like the chain. He could list every single one in the chain all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu, then he should do that. Vimla. But if not, tafas oy rishon rishon oy achron achron, he should mention either the first or the last person in the chain, and matam. But where does this come from? And we learn from here, up until the day that you stood in front of Hashem, b'chayrev, and if you're able to bring it all the way back to Moshe ben Har Sinai, you should do so. Now Gidol Amar, Gidol tells us, anyone who says something over in the name of the one who said it, he should envision the one who said it as if he's standing in front of him. And umatama, where does this come from? Because the pasuk says, Ach but selem is halach ish. Only with an image at selem should a person and continue and go forward. Continuing something similar, it says in the pasuk, Rav Adam Yikar Ish Chazdoi, Ve'ish Emunim Miyimtsa. Now we explain this. Rav Adam Yikar Ish Chazdoi, Zeshar Kol Adam. This is referring to everybody else. The lashon of Rav Adam is like Rav Adam Yikar Ish Chazdoi, that in regards to the majority of people, one person is going to say over something from somebody else, even though he doesn't know whether or not it's Meduyik. He didn't check out the statement to verify it 100%, but he heard it from somebody else, so he'll say it over. And that's Rav Adam Yikar Ish Chazdoi. Ve'ish Emunim Miyimtsa, Zerab Ze'era. This is referring to Zerab Ze'era. Eshemun is referring to somebody who's not just going to repeat something over in the name of somebody else unless he verifies it 100%. And where do we see this? The Marab Zerub Zerub said, we don't have to be chashish for Roshesheh says, meaning we don't necessarily have to pay attention to it. Do gavrim fatcha, because he's an open person, which means his eyes are open, and it's really just a euphemism. It's Lashon Saginar, because Roshesheh was blind, and since Roshesheh wasn't able to envision the person whom he had heard it from, that means he's not giving it over 100%, if you will, and that's where Zerub says, we don't have to pay attention. attention to what Rav Shesha says. And similarly, Amar Bzeir or Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zeir told Rabbi Yossi, Chakim Rabbi Lebar Padaya, did you Rabbi know Bar Padaya? The Atamar Shmosim in Shmei, you say things in his name. So Amar responded, Rabbi Yechon Amar Nishmai, Rabbi Yechon said it over in his name. And similarly, Amar Bzeir or Babar Zavda, Rabbi Zeir asked Rabbi Babar Zavda, Chakim Rabbi Lerav, did you know Rav? The Atamar Shmosim in Shmei, you say things over in his name. How could you do that? So Amar told him, Ravada Bar Ava Amar Nishmai, Ravada Bar Ava said over in his name, and that's why I'm saying over in his name. And to explain the mission, we said, Veloy Lebursiki, that a person is allowed to start the high tanning process if he hasn't have mincha yet, but if he already started, he doesn't have to stop. However, as the Mishnah had said, in regards to Kriya Shema, he does have to stop. The Gemara asks, Asochami, come and see. Bedilin Mishirei Rav Atamar Hachin, we know that when a person is saying Kriya Shema, he has to separate himself, distance himself far away from somebody or from something that has a very bad smell. And you're saying this, you're saying that if he's in the tannery and he already started working, he has to stop to say Kriya Shema. We know that a high tannery has a terrible smell. How can we tell him to say Kriya Shema with this horrific smell? And the answer is, Loya Sedola, this is only referring to the following, Mishi is Slavish Bigdim Minasai, that if all he did was put on his begadim, he put on the clothing that he's gonna be tanning hides in, so then he can say Kriya Shema at that juncture. But if he already started the tanning process and the terrible smell is already there, then obviously he's not gonna say Kriya Shema because of the bad smell. Continuing, we said in the Mishnah V'loy Lechal, he's not allowed to start eating, and the question is, Aschas Achila Ezuhi, what does that mean to start eating, that he's not allowed to do this, but if he did start eating, he doesn't have to stop for davening? It's from when he washed his hands. Now, Rav Acha says, L'kiddush Asamris, this din of washing hands was really said in regards to Kiddush, meaning if a person washed their hands already, they're not allowed to say Kiddush. Whereas Rav Balmer, he says, L'bracha Asamris, this din of washing hands was said in regards to a bracha, meaning the moment he washed his hands, he has to make a hamaitzi, and he's not allowed to make a hefsik in between hand washing and hamaitzi. And a story about this, Rav Nasa Lidoi, Rav washed his hands, and Ramaz Chia Berei L'mzoiga, Chia his son, hinted to the person to pour the wine to say Kiddush, and Ba'amitan Lei, he wanted to give it to him so he could say Kiddush. Amrulay, but he told him, Kvar Ischal Mesuda, we already started the Suda. I already washed my hands, so there's no Kiddush right now. And the Gemara tells us, Dalma, and this is the Yushami's way of saying, Hahu Avda, there was a story, there was a happening, Rav Miyasha, Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Havin Yasvin, they were sitting, Achlan Bechadim in Kenishta Ilyasa, they were eating in one of the upper levels of the base Knesses, also Ansay Yitzlaisa, it came time to Davin, and Kamle Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Mitzlaya. Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak got up to Davin. So Amrulay, Rav Miyasha asked him, Lekin Alfan Rebbe, Im Ischilu, Im Afsikin, we learned that if a person started, he doesn't stop. And here we started the Suda, and so we shouldn't stop to daven. And Vitani Chizkiya taught, Kol Mishu Pater Min Adavar Vayseyu Nikra Hedyot. If a person is pater from something and he does it anyway, he's called a Hedyot. He's called like a commoner, a simpleton. And we're pater right now from davening, so why are you getting up and davening? So Amalei responded, Vitani, we have Mishnah Mifureshes and Mimsechas Brachas. Chasan pater, that a chasan is pater from Kriya Shema. However, another Mishnah says, Chasan Imreitza Likra is Kaire. That a chasan, if he wants to say Kriya Shema, he could. And so even though he's pater, if he wants, he could say Kriya Shema. Same thing with me. Even though I'm pater from tefillah, if I want, I could daven. However, Amar Lehi responded back to him, and we have to add in a few words to the girsa. Rav Ram Gamliel, he isn't that Ram Gamliel in that Mishnah Maseches Brachas. That's referring to only Ram Gamliel, who's holding on the level that when he's a chasan, he's able to say Kriya Shema. But a regular person who's not on that level is not allowed to say Kriya Shema. So you can't use that as a raya. However, here's the response to that. Amar Lehi told him, Yachlan al pasri lak Ram Gamliel. I could still explain my actions like Ram Gamliel. To Amar, he had said, Eini shemei alchem levatoi many malchus shemaim shah achas. I'm not going to listen to you to mevatel malchus shemaim for myself, even for one moment. This is what Ram Gamliel's talmidim told him. Rebbe, how can you say Kriya Shema? You're a chasan, and a chasan is pater from Kriya Shema. So Ram Gamliel responded to them, I'm not going to listen to you to mevatel all malchus shemaim for myself. And that's what Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was telling Rav Miyasha. I'm going to say the same exact thing. I'm not going to be mevatel tefila from myself, and that's why I'm stopping our suda right now and I'm davening. We can explain Mishnah V'loy Ladin. They're not allowed to start judging, but if they did start judging a case, they're allowed to continue. And when's the start time of judging a case? So Rav Yomri Rav Yosef, if they argue about this, Chana number one says, Mishi Yashru B'din, it's from when they sit down to start judging, whereas Vacharna Amar, the other one says, Mishi Yashmi Tanisayan, it's from when they hear the tainus of the litigants, that's when it's considered to start judging a case. We continue explaining the Mishnah, Im Eschilu, Im Afsikin, Um Afsikin Le Kriya Shema, Im Afsikin Le Tefila, that if they had started, they're not going to stop, but they do need to stop for Kriya Shema, and they do not need to stop for Tefila. Amar Racha, Racha explains, Kriya Shema Dvar Taira, Utfila in Dvar Taira, Kriya Shema is Midairaisa, so one has to stop for a Dairaisa, whereas Tefila Shema Nasri is not a Midairaisa, so one doesn't have to stop. Now, Rav Bar Rav Ba tells us a different explanation. Kriya Shema is Zman HaKavua. Kriya Shema has a set time. The Torah tells us, B'shachlo of Kumecha, and we learn from there that you have to say Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, so it has a set time. Whereas Tefila in Zman HaKavua, Shema Nasri doesn't have a set time, and that's why one doesn't have to stop for Shema Nasri. Now, Omar Rav Yose tells us, Kriya Shema in Tzricha Kavana. Saying Kriya Shema doesn't require Kavana, Utfila Tzricha Kavana. Tefila requires saying Kavana. So therefore, one just stops, says Kriya Shema, and that's it. Whereas Tefila Shema Nasri, which requires a lot of kavana, one doesn't have to stop for, because they're not going to be able to have proper kavana once they started their suda. It's very difficult to all of a sudden stop everything and daven properly. Now, Amar Rav Mana says, Kashasa kumri Rav Yasa, I asked in front of Rav Yasa, Bafilu tema kriyash ma'ayin tzricha kavana. If you want to say that the holy of kriyash ma doesn't need kavana, shloshe psukim harishanim tzricha kavana, but the first three psukim for sure do need kavana. So how could you say that kriyash ma doesn't need kavana at all? And the answer to this is, Mungoy de'inu tzivchad u'mechaven. Since it's very few, there's just a few psukim that he has to be mechaven for, so he'll be able to stop, concentrate for a little bit, and be mechaven. As opposed to Shemana Esrei, which he has to have kavana for a very long time, that he's not going to be able to do, and that's why we're not mechayev him to stop his suda to daven Shemana Esrei. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'shem Rishim Rechai. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rishim Rechai, can go in anu like us. Shasukim Metalmud Torah. The word Isaac and Talmud Torah. This is Torah Seinu Umnaseinu. Our Torah is our life. That's all we do. That's our job. We don't stop for anything, even for Parnasa. Safilo Kriyashma in an Mafsikin. Even for Kriyashma, we don't have to stop. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar Al Garmei, Rabbi Yochanan said about himself. The first one was a member in the name of Rishim Rechai. This one is now about himself. Can go in anu she'ain anu asukim Metalmud Torah. In regards to people like us who aren't involved in Torah, meaning we learn Torah but will stop in order to be involved for our parnasa, afilu l'tefila and mafsikin, so then we do have to stop even for tefila. And the Gemara clarifies din kedaita v'din kedaita. Each one is l'shitasam, and there's no machlokes over here. Rabbi Yochanan kedaita, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says halvai mispalin kol yom, halvai we'd be able to daven all day. Lama, why is that? She'ain tefila mafsedes, because tefila doesn't cause any harm. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion the davening is equal or it's as important to learning. So even if a person does learn all day and they don't stop for the parnasa, still Rabbi Yochanan would hold that one has to stop learning in order to daven Shemana Esrei, because davening and learning are on par with each other. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Rechai kedaite, Rabbi Shimon Rechai is l'shitasoi, Rabbi Shimon Rechai Omar, he says, ilu havina kaim al tur de Sinai, if I was on the mountain of Sinai, if I was on Har Sinai, b'shati desi'iv as I rise al Yisrael, at the time that the Torah was given to Am Yisrael, havina mitzvah kumri achmana, I would have asked in front of Hashem, de isbri l'hadein l'bar nasha, terrain pumen, that he creates two mouths for a person, chada havaloi by raisa, v'chada yis'avid ba kol tzorchai, one that he could learn Torah with, and one that he does all of his other needs with, meaning he davens with and does other things. As we see, the Rav Shem Bar Yochai holds that Torah takes a much higher stance, it's much more chashiv, it's much more important than even davening, and that's why if a person spends their entire day learning and they don't stop even for one moment, even to make parnasa, so that means Limud HaTorah takes precedence over tefillah, because tefillah is not on the same level as Limud HaTorah. And that's why Rav Shem Bar Yochai says that one's not going to stop learning even to say Kriya Shema. And here's just a follow-up to Rav Shem Bar Yochai's statement. Tessa Bar Alpha on top, Chazav Ramar, he went back and said, Ma in chad hu les alma yachal kaim bay min del tarli delay. If we look at the one mouth that a person has, that a world can't even stand because of all the bad language that comes out of it, all the lashon hara, ilu havan trey, if we had two mouths, alachas kam vakama, how much more so it would be bad for us, because we'd speak even more lashon hara, and therefore it's best just to have one mouth and not two. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Rav Shem Bar Yochai and Rav Yochanan's shitas in regards to Limud HaTorah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.